What up, people? This is Bang Bang 100, and you tuned in to the Real Rap Radio Podcast. Let's get it. Let's get it. Bang 2 times 100, ho. Yeah. Bitch, I'm back like I never left. Niggas is tight like they never stretched. I scream Southwest to the death. Bitch, I prestige ain't a level left. Ain't nothing up, I came to get quota. We almost move the same, but we ain't got the same motor. You can't move your work cause you stretching that Yoda. Hit that shit hard, your favorite words is more soda. I die hard, you can call me Toyota. Niggas got on glasses, the eclipse, yeah that's solar. Colder than a toenail on a polar. Niggas not catching up, they getting much older. I want no limit like the motherfucking soldiers. Give me that paper to a barnacle roll over. Yeah, take that, thought I told ya. Yeah. Had to come back, give y'all a little something, man. I'm just bullshitting. I ain't doing shit, man. Bullshitting up in here. Had to give my people something to rock to. It's been a nice little grip. Been a nice little gripper. Yeah. This is special edition. Bang Bang Unloaded. We letting everything loose. Whatever I want to talk about. Whatever the fuck I want to say. I'ma just let it all. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fade this beat. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in the world today? First of all, I would like to say Eid Mubarak to all my brothers and sisters celebrating the Eid. You know what I'm saying? Celebrating, having a good old time today. Shouts out to all my brothers and sisters. Yeah. Today is a happy and sad day. Let's see what's going on in the news today. Happy and sad day in the news. Happy because of the end, but sad because of some more news I just found out. I just found out that DJ Mr. C reportedly dead at the age of 57. Let me see if they got any type of. Let's see about this. Rest in peace to DJ Mr. C. News about the late New York and hip hop icon is pouring into social media. So it ain't really no word on how he passed. It's just saying that the word is pouring in that he's dead. So maybe a nigga gotta go to TMZ now. Shit, this source is some bullshit. Hold on, it says, I take that back. It says, born Calvin LeBron on August 17, 1966, Mr. C had a storied career as an American DJ broadcaster, record executive, and radio personality on New York's 103.9 and Hot 97, known as The Finisher. Mr. C also executive produced the notorious big 1994 debut album, Ready to Die. He most recently could be heard on Rock the Bells Radio on Sirius XM and contributing to 94.7 FM The Block, amongst other hostings and events across the New York City area. The source will update this post more details from Mr. C's family as they become available. Messages remembering Mr. C will be shared below. Whoa. Damn. Rest in peace to DJ Mr. C. Yeah, I know he was known for being Biggie's DJ. I do know that. Damn. Him and Biggie probably having a drink, talking, chilling. Rest in peace to DJ Mr. C. What else we got in today's news? What we got here? Today in hip hop history, A Tribe Called Quest dropped their debut album, The People Instinctive Travels in the Path to Rhythm, LP, 34 years ago. Shouts out to A Tribe Called Quest. Rest in peace, Fife Dawg. In today's hip hop history, Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet was released 34 years ago. Yeah, that was the shit. If y'all don't know nothing about that, young boys need to listen to that. Y'all niggas that's like 35, 40, listen to that so y'all can cut that dumb shit out. It's A Tribe Called Quest and Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet. Listen to that. That's some shit y'all young boys need to be on. Today, Cardi B reveals she is a little nervous about a second album and social media interactions with Missy Elliott. 50 Cent reacts to J. Cole's diss retraction. Call my phone right now. Let's see what the fuck this crazy nigga had to say. Let's see what 50 talking about. 50 Cent need J. Cole on the phone immediately after hearing the apology from Dreamville Fest. 50 tweeted out, I need to talk to the Mike Delete later rapper. Oh, ain't that some shit? What the fuck? How I missed this? J. Cole, call my phone right now. 50 wrote. Oh, I need to see that. Fuck that. Oh man, come on with this dumb shit. Well, if it comes up, it comes up. We gonna play this motherfucker, but I don't. Man, they bullshit. Fuck this shit. It's just a tweet. I thought it was him actually saying the shit. After delivering a diss to Kendrick Lamar on Friday named 7-Minute Drill, J. Cole turned around 48 hours and issued a retraction live on stage at his Dreamville Festival, a spot where a rapper currently embroiled in beef would get a Summer Jam moment off. Cole dubbed the diss the lamest shit I did in my fucking life. Speaking to the capacity crowd, Cole called Lamar one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a microphone while revealing the diss and doesn't sit right with his spirit. It went a bit further, Cole said. He was moving incorrectly and I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'ma take that shit on the chin. Welcoming any diss that was coming his way. Additionally, Cole instructed his manager to delete the song from streaming services. You can hear it all from J. Cole below. Oh, so this is it. Alright, so we gonna play this shit. They do got it. Let me bring this, turn this bullshit. Come on, nigga. Why the fuck? Hold on. I was wondering why I kept hearing goddamn Meek Mill on my shit. My bad, people. That shit was on repeat. Let's hear what J. Cole had to say.
It's one part of that shit that make me feel like, man, that's the lamest shit I ever did in my fucking life, right? And I know this is not what a lot of people want to hear. I know I can hear my niggas up there right now like, nah.
Let me light up to this shit. I got to keep it 100 with y'all,
right? I damn near had a relapse, right? Because y'all heard some shit that happened two, three weeks ago, however long it was. Y'all heard that bazooka that was dropped on the motherfucking game, right? So all of this time of me moving on my own accord, for the first time I was tested. Why am I tested? Because I got the world and I got my niggas like, what you gonna do, Cole? My niggas like,
I mean, if you apologize, you don't want to hear this bullshit.
Calls. Oh my fucking God. Text flooded. I couldn't even answer my shit.
I
nigga,
mean,
it's
apologizing.
Right? Niggas want to see blood. And I was conflicted because, one, I know my heart. You know what I mean? And, like, I know how I feel about my peers, these two niggas that I just been blessed to even stand beside in this game, let alone chase their greatness, right? So I felt conflicted because I'm like, bro, I know I don't really feel no way, but the world want to see blood. I don't know if y'all can feel that, but the world want to see blood. So I say all of that to say, in my spirit of trying to like get this music out, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I moved in a way that I feel spiritually feel bad on me. Like I try to like jab my nigga back and I try to keep it friendly. But at the end of the day, when I listen to it and when it comes out and I see the talk, that shit don't sit right with my spirit. That shit make me feel, that shit disrupts my fucking peace. So what I want to say right here tonight is, in the midst of me doing that and in that shit, trying to find a little angle and downplay this nigga's fucking catalog and his greatness, I want to say right now tonight, how many people think Kendrick Lamar is one of the greatest motherfuckers to ever touch a fucking microphone?
Okay, man. You can apologize, but you can't dick suck.
As do I. So I just want to come up here and be like, publicly be like, bro, that was the lamest, like, goofiest shit. And I say all that to say, it made me feel like 10 years ago when I was moving incorrectly. And I pray that God aligned me back up on my purpose and on my path. You know what I mean? I pray that my nigga really didn't feel no way. And if he did, my nigga, I got my chin out. Take your best shot. I'm gonna take that shit on the chin, boy. Do what you do. You know what I mean? Like, all good. Like, it's love. And I pray that, you know, I pray that y'all are like, forgive a nigga for like the misstep, and then I can get back to my true path. Cause I ain't gonna lie to y'all, past 2 days felt terrible. Like, it let me know how good I've been sleeping for the past 10 years. So all of that to say, man, I wanna now perform the song that's a reminder to me of getting back on the right path and getting in tune with God. And the name of the song is called Love Yours. I wanna do that for y'all right now.
Come on. All right, well, let me check this shit real quick. Well, what I gotta say to that is, like, cool, my nigga.
Rock and fella. Rough Riders.
If you just gonna apologize, my nigga, you know, you must have had an afterthought. You know, after it was done, like you said, your niggas piped you up and you got in your bag or whatever, and you came out your mouth crazy. But one thing, motherfucker, and it's for every nigga, once it come out your mouth, nigga, you can't put it back in your fucking mouth. It came out your mouth, nigga. You gotta stand on that. As a man, you gotta stand on that shit, nigga. Ain't no apologies. Even if you feel fucked up, nigga, that's something you come out with an interview 3-4 fucking years later afterwards. Yeah, I felt bad, and you know, I ain't wanna do it, and I apologize, and you know, at the moment, I was like, fuck it. I felt like, take your best shot, and I'ma just take that. That's why I ain't never go back at him after that shit. I let him do his thing, and I ain't never go back at him. I just stayed on my path type shit. But no, he come off dick sucking, saying, how many like Kendrick Lamar and think he the best motherfucker that ever blessed the mic? Okay, Kendrick, you good, nigga. You good, but all I hear is a motherfucking black Eminem, if you want to be serious. I can do that shit. You good, though. I ain't saying you bad, but that's how I see you, nigga. I see you as a black Eminem. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. J. Cole, I listen to some of your shit. Drake, I listen to some. Hey, all three of these niggas that's supposed to be the best of the best, I listen to some of their shit. Like, if you look at my playlist now, nigga, I got thousands upon thousands of fucking songs. Thousands of fucking songs. And I can guarantee you, it ain't a J. Cole fucking song on here. And that's on God. And that ain't disrespectful. It ain't a Kendrick joint on here. Matter of fact, it's probably a Kendrick joint on here. Drake is probably a couple Drake joints on here. And out of the three, I probably would listen to more Drake than any of them niggas. Like, and I barely listen to fucking Drake. So that's a lot. Shit. So out of Kendrick, out of motherfucking Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake, I listen more Drake shit than any of them, because first of all, Drake is more consistent than any of them niggas. Even if he put out some bad work, a motherfucker gonna go buy it up, cause he gonna whine on it and shit. Baby, I love you, I just wanna spread your butt cheeks and licky licky. That's probably gonna be his next single. He probably gonna make it sound better than what the fuck I did, but I tried my best Drake impersonation. I tried my best, nigga. I tried my motherfucking best. And yeah, I don't understand that shit. Like, he, once it come out your mouth, you gotta stand on it, first of all. And that's as a man. That's why you supposed to think before you fucking come out your fucking mouth. Because once it come out, what you gonna say? Oh, I'm sorry. You gonna grab that shit out the air and put it back in your mouth and shit before they hear it? Who the fuck got those powers? Come on, man. So basically, think about what the fuck you say. He let his boys pipe him up, get him on hype, and you ain't supposed to let your boys get you piped up. Yeah, they piped up, but you're supposed to think for yourself, and as a leader, as a man, you're supposed to stand on something. So that was some lame ass shit on J. Cole's part, just to say that shit and weeks later retract that shit. I don't understand it. But out of the three, I listen to more Drake. Kendrick come out with an album like every here and there. Goddamn, J. Cole come out with an album every here and there. Who else? Drake come out with an album frequent. He chasing a legacy. He ain't got time to wait on these niggas. So I guess, yeah, I'm gonna go with Drake. Ain't none of them niggas rockin' with Drake. That's all I gotta say to that. In hip hop news, let's see. Rihanna speaks on the possibility of more kids, as many as God wants me to have. That's good. Rihanna says Path and visuals are inspiring new music. 50 Cent trolls Meek Mill that they speak out against gay rumors. Let's click on that. Meek Mills is pulling the curtain back on his household, revealing how internet rumors about his sexuality have impacted his son. 50 Cent is diving into that scenario with jokes. During his run of X tweets, Meek revealed he didn't believe anything about Diddy once his name was drugged into the madness. I don't believe no Diddy story once they lied about me now. Anybody try to sexually assault me, it would be a bang out on the spot. How y'all don't know that? LOL. I don't care, but y'all confusing my son, he's 12, with people saying his dad gay is sick now out here. So fuck it, Meek Mill wrote on X. He added, how a nigga trying to clap another guy and say a guy from Philadelphia did it too? I want all the evidence to come out. The fuck? I'm not part of the freak or coke part of the industry. I'm not a heathen. How did I get in the convo? Because I'm Changing Laws, Holding Major Influence. Meek Mill says rumor about him and Diddy is confusing his 12-year-old son. Seeing a note, 50 Cent hopped on Instagram to troll. God damn it. People don't think you're a gay, Meek Mill. They think you on them tapes. Old boy was filming every room, even the toilets.
Motherfucking crazy. 50 Cent fucking crazy.
He talking about some goddamn it. People don't think you're gay. Me. They think you on them tapes. Old boy was filming every room, even had even the toilets. Damn. Yeah, he know you on the motherfucking tapes. Me probably ain't gonna say nothing about that shit. He was over there. He talking about daddy. Yeah, daddy. Yeah, daddy. Even if it's Puff Daddy, I gotta say, listen, your name Puff Daddy, homie. You ain't gotta call me daddy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Unless you gonna, you know what I'm saying? Break off some of that fucking cash or something, nigga. I'll be your pop for a day. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, look, nigga, go across the room, right? Tell your maid to make me a motherfucking sandwich. A motherfucking filet. No asparagus. I don't like no motherfucking asparagus. No Brussels sprouts. Make some mash with that, you know what I'm saying? With the sauce. Welcome to Hook that shit up. Previously written. Yeah. But, 50 Cent gonna troll that nigga. He gonna troll me. He gonna troll Diddy. He gonna troll Rick Ross. Who else he gonna troll? He gonna troll all them niggas. He don't give a fuck. But that's the niggas who neck he gonna stay on. He gonna keep his foot on their fucking neck. For sure. I don't know what the fuck they did, but, I think he fucking with, he don't fuck with Meek because of that situation with Trav. When Meek stopped 50 from about to whoop Trav ass. Trav wanted it though. Trav was like, fuck that. Trav ain't care. Meek was like, chill. 50 was like, nah, fuck that shit. Cause Trav was Meek boy. And I guess 50 Cent feel like, fuck it, that's your boy, then I don't fuck with you. You know how 50 is. That's your man right there. Oh, wow. I ain't fucking with neither one of y'all niggas. That's just how it is. He just a casualty. That he going hard on. That's all Meek Mill is. He caught a stray. He just in the way right now. I guess he just gonna keep on trolling that nigga. Tink announces Winner's Diary 5 mixtape and release single Charged Up. Oh shit, Charged Up. Meek Mill say gay rumors about him online are confusing his son. Justin Timberlake, Selfish, hit number one at Hot AC Radio. Jennifer Lopez rocks $620 pair of dirty jeans in New York City. Spike Lee, Tessa Thompson, and more celebs donate items to Cinema for Gaza auction fundraising over 100,000 since March. That's dope. Dreamville Festival 2024, J. Cole Cultural Phenomenon, Lights Up Raleigh, Dorotha, Dix Park with 2 days. Spotify unveils the 100 greatest R&B songs of streaming era featuring SZA, Beyonce, and more. Let's see what that's talking about. Let's see what this hitting for. got SZA, Beyonce, any more? Let's see who the more is. Spotify has launched the second chapter of its classic program with the 100 greatest R&B songs of the streaming era, covering the period from 2015 to the present day. During the 2010s, R&B evolved, merging the various musical styles such as hip-hop, pop, afro beats, and indie, revitalizing the genre identity. Curated by Spotify U.S. editorial team and Carl Cherry, head of urban music, the list encompasses the diverse spectrum of R&B, reflecting its quality, impact, replay value, influence, and cultural significance. Amongst the feature hits are Daniel Caesar's and Hers, Best Part, Beyonce's Cuff It, Jasmine Sullivan's Philly, Pick Up Your Feelings, Childish Gambino, Redbone, SZA, Good Days, and more. The selection is a snapshot of R&B's evolution and contributions to the music landscape during the streaming era, highlighting its resilience and innovation in capturing the essence of contemporary culture. You can hear the full playlist below and learn more about the selections here. Okay, well, they got a nice little playlist over here. I don't know how many songs because I don't want to click on this shit and fuck my music up. But 100 greatest R&B songs, maybe I go back to that and get at a nice little listen. That's just a motherfucker playlist. He probably picked 100 songs, came up with 100 songs between him and his folks, and made it a fucking playlist. That's what I'm thinking on that, nigga. That's all. Let me see. More of the Rory. Of the new Rory and Maul podcast revealed Drake's reaction to 7 Minute Drill an hour after release. Should I say who gives a fuck? Should I say who gives a fuck? Alright, fuck it. Alright, I click on it. I click on it, motherfucker. We have a bit of insight into Drake's thinking amid the current beef with Kendrick Lamar. Maul of the new Rory and Maul podcast says he visited Drake. It's a blur tour in Newark, New Jersey, and had a quick convo with the boy backstage. He might get mad at me for talking about it, but he know he my nigga, Maul said. I asked, are you going to Dreamville Fest this weekend? And he gave me an answer that was kind of like weird Friday night hearing it, but Sunday night made it all the sense in the world. Made all the sense in the world. He says, I don't know, should I? It's weird right now. Are we performing a record? Can we ever perform First Person Shooter? He has to change the bar now. He has to shit on Kendrick. Are we going to shit on Kendrick every time we perform the record? Nobody wants to hear us together unless we dissing Kendrick. That's where we at right now. So I guess he ain't doing shit with J. Cole no more. Maul would go on stage how Kendrick in the world is looking for Drake to respond. Cole put out a pillow fight in 7 Minute Drill but may feel away if Drake didn't show. Maul states the conversation came an hour after Cole recorded Drop Adding. Drake said, I don't know if we should be seen together. You can hear the full details of the conversation beginning at the 15-minute mark. Man, we ain't doing that shit. What are you talking about? We don't need no details, homie. We good on that one. Fuck all that. Get some water, man. My motherfucking mouth so dry. I can spit a flannel. God. What a break. Future Metro Boomin and Kendrick Lamar go back to the top on a Hot 100 with Like That. TDE's Punch says he respects Genuine J. Cole for retracting Kendrick Lamar diss. Yeah, I want to hear this shit. Fuck that. And I'm finna bust a cap on the nigga. That's how I would have been, nigga. Fuck that shit. No retracting, nigga. Gotta stand on it. Let's see. TDE's Punch says he respects Genuine J. Cole for retracting Kendrick Lamar diss. Punch is shooting J. Cole some bell after he retracted his diss to Kendrick Lamar, hitting X. The TDE exec referred to Cole as a genuine guy. Cole is a very genuine guy, Punch tweeted. I respect it. We often give in to external pressure, outside influences, and act out of our own character. It's rare to have enough heart to make the correction. It didn't align with him, so he fixed it in the same manner he engaged. Salute. After delivering a diss to Kendrick Lamar on Friday named 7-Minute Drill, J. Cole turned around 48 hours, and issued a retraction. Live on stage at his Dreamville Festival, a spot where rapper currently embroiled in beef and would go in the Summer Jam moment off, Cole dubbed the diss the lamest shit I did in my fucking life. Speaking to the capacity crowd, Cole called Lamar one of the greatest motherfuckers who ever touched a microphone. I heard this shit. I ain't reading this shit, nigga. We heard this shit already, and we ain't hearing this shit no more. Okay, Punch respected. That's cool, but the Kendrick respected. That's Punch. The fuck? It's a whole lot of motherfucking news today. But, I want to get into some shit. My day was cool. I sent the motherfucker home. Yeah, I sent her ass home. She was kind of crazy. I'm going to get into that a little later, but I'm going to tell the story what happened. So, today, I'm getting tired of motherfuckers moving big shit. So, I tell old girl, like, listen, you ain't got to move the big shit. You can just take that in the back and leave that back there. Bring the small cart or whatever and move around on that. I guess she didn't like that because I moved around after that. I had shit to do. I just told her what I said. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't say it in a bad way. I said it nice. You know, do this, do that. And don't use this. But I guess she didn't like that, you know. I was in the back and she came and she was like, I ain't gonna be doing this. I mean, I go the fuck home and da 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 and this, that, and the third. And I said, well, you can't use the big cart, you know what I'm saying? You gotta use that. She felt some type of way about that shit. And she talking about some shit, go the fuck home. She reiterated that shit to me, like, she spit it out again. So I said, oh, okay, well, you can go home. Is that how you feel? If that's how you feel, then go ahead home. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to be here, don't get the fuck on. I don't give a fuck. Old bird watching looking bitch. I ain't gonna get on her. I would bid on her, but this ain't the day for it. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. I'ma chill. Goofy ass bitch. But anyway, she went home and she tried to snitch on me. You know. And a snitch is a snitch. Whether it's in a work setting, whether it's to the popos, whether it's to your mom, I don't give a fuck. A snitch is a snitch. And I just don't fuck with him. Like, on no capacity, like, I can only fuck with you but so much, and then I don't even want to be around you. So, yeah. If you're around, I'll probably say what's up, keep it moving, but nah, I ain't fucking around with you. You a snitch. I ain't fucking with it. And, my bosses, they try to talk to me and shit. But I told my boss before she even came, I'm like, I didn't even know she was coming back, first of all. And, I told my boss once I seen her, I was like, damn. Well, she ain't do her work yesterday, so I'm gonna make sure she do her shit today. And he was like, okay. And then that happened. So I guess he probably thought that I was fucking with her. But I wasn't fucking with her. I was minding my own fucking business, working. That's all. She ain't even do shit. And she talking about something. I ain't gonna be working too hard. Bitch, you ain't do shit. You just came in here about 10 minutes ago. She wasn't on the clock for probably like 15 minutes, if you want to be technical. Shit. Like, that shit is weird. And she was weird. And that's when I started talking crazy. I was like, listen, she kind of crazy. And then my boss, he was like, listen, this is a corporate setting. You can't call nobody crazy unless you have proof. I said, well, I ain't going to call her crazy, but she's special. And I ain't want to tell him, you know, she was big bus special, not the small bus. She was the big bus. Yeah, she was special. Shit, her special had a motherfucking crown on the top of it. She was goofy than a motherfucker, because even the first day she was tripping. But I never mind her. And she took home a lot of fucking food. I was like, God damn, how much can your skinny ass eat? You trying to feed a village back home? How many rats you got up in your kitchen? Like, it was too much. Like, she was trying to, like, she had pet gerbils or something. Cause that ain't the type shit you take home when you take home food and shit. You know what I'm saying? Them fries gonna be all fucked up. Ain't nobody gonna eat them fucking fries. You probably gotta put them joints in the air fryer for about a quick second just to see if you can bring them bitches back. A microwave ain't gonna do it. A damn oven ain't gonna do it. Closest thing is probably an air fryer. And that ain't gonna bring it back like that. But yes, she got me in my bag early. Early in the motherfucking morning. I shouldn't even been at work. I should have been celebrating the Id Festival. Celebrating. But no. I went to work. I should have called off. Speaking of the Id, some shit happened in Philly at my masjid. My home masjid at that. So I'm gonna have to look that up. Let me do my Googles. Let me see what I can come up with. See what we got here. I'm trying to bring up anything I can bring up. Alright, let me pause this. I think I got something. Let me pause this here. heads and shit. Ain't that something? Three shot after gunfire erupted at Alfalter event in Parkside.
Breaking news, a religious festival giving way to shots fired and several minutes of sheer chaos. It all began just before 2:30 today.
And if I was back in Philly, I would be here.
Parkside neighborhood. Some 1,000 people were gathered there in celebration of Eid al-Fitr, the Muslim holiday marking the end of Ramadan. That's when at least four gunmen started shooting, hitting at least two victims, and sending scores of people running for their lives. Among those who ran, several young children, separated from their families amid the panic. A live look now at the scene from Chopper 6 tonight. The scene much calmer at this hour, but the evidence of that panic plain to see. Tents and picnics abandoned when the gunfire rang out still remain tonight, as does that police presence. We have got live team coverage here at 6 o'clock tonight. Leland Pender live at Penn Presbyterian Hospital, where some of the wounded were taken today. Brianna Smith at that Unification Center for Families. But let's begin with Action News reporter Annie McCormick live at that scene in Parkside. Annie, we also know one person was hit by a police wagon as they ran from the scene today.
That's right, and that child that was hit is expected to be okay. The child hit by the vehicle that you were just referencing, Brian. I am on Lancaster Avenue right now between 47th and 48th Streets, just to give you an idea of how large this scene is, how many blocks it does span. You can see down there. We're going to move the camera over to Clara Muhammad Square. That is where the celebration was happening. You can see there, though, now, trash cans knocked over. That's all from when people were running from the gunfire. This is where the majority of shell casings have been located so far, and police are still holding this scene. Now, the shooting happened during the end of a Ramadan celebration with more than 1,000 people in the square. Police say two groups were firing at each other. It sounded like about 30 shots. What we know right now, Brian, is five people are in custody. That includes four males and one female, all found with guns. They range in ages from 15 to 21. Now, one of the 15-year-olds in custody was shot by police, shot in the shoulder. They're in stable condition at Penn Presbyterian Hospital. Police say that teen was armed. The officer who shot the teen secured the teen's weapon and transported the teen to the hospital where he is currently stable. Now, of the injured, two were shot during the actual shooting, including a 22-year-old shot in the stomach and a 16-year-old shot in the hand. Additionally, in the chaos, a 15-year-old was hit by a police vehicle and their leg was broken, but they are expected to be okay. Well, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel spoke to us a short time ago and said the investigation is in the early stages.
When we see individuals who are beeping and going at each other, oftentimes they don't care where they see each other at. And so in this case, clearly they saw something going on in the park. What that was, it caused two factions to start to pull out guns and shoot at each other. The investigation, we'll be looking into that.
And back out here live, we're being asked to move out of the street because they want to open Lancaster Avenue back up at this point. One other thing additionally, those officers that heard those shots, those 30 shots fired, were told were writing tickets around the area. And additionally, they already had officers here in place, as they do whenever there are large gatherings in the city. For now, reporting live in Parkside, Annie McCormick, Channel 6. Action News, Brian.
All right, Annie, we'll let you break down and move out of the way. That's a good sign that street is reopening again tonight.
Get the fuck out the way.
Let's bring in Action News reporter Leland Pender, who spent the afternoon outside Penn Presbyterian Hospital. Leland, the injuries here were gratefully non-life-threatening.
Well, that's a good thing.
That is good news, and that is the case, Brian. And certainly family members of those that were hurt also very glad to hear that. We believe that three people were brought here to Penn Presbyterian for injuries. Two people initially, and then police said later a juvenile showed up here at the hospital. They had been shot in the hand. We do know tonight one of those victims has been identified by their father. Take a look. His name is Nashawn Tafiq Richards. He's in his early 20s. I spoke to his dad as he left the hospital a short time ago. He said his son was shot in the abdomen, but he is alert and he's responsive, and he will likely need surgery.
This was an event. This was for the Eid, and I don't appreciate everything that happened or whatever. My son was an innocent bystander. You got thousands of people. This is at a Muslim gathering. Could have been any type of gathering for, you know, Muslims, Christians, Catholics, or whatever. This is supposed to be a safe haven and people to feel safe. And I'm just tired of all the violence and the nonsense that's going on.
Yeah, you can hear the distress and the emotion in his voice, calling on the community to, quote, do better when we spoke there. Now, earlier in the day, we saw a lot more activity here outside the hospital, including one woman who was hobbling into the ER being held up by two other people. And we also saw family and friends gathering outside here. But at this point, a lot of those people have left the area, as have police. Powelton Avenue was closed for a time, but it's also back open.
This nigga haircut fucked up.
Still very active, just a short distance away from where I am right now.
He cut it.
But for now, live outside Penn Presbyterian, Leland Pender, Channel 6 Action News.
He cut his own hair.
Leland, thank you. As we mentioned, several children were separated from their families during the chaos, some as young as 2 years old. Action News reporter Brianna Smith live at the Family Reunification Center. Brianna, tell us what you saw there today.
Well, Brian, a really scary situation. Many people gathered here at Clara Muhammad Square where the event took place and then ran in all different directions once those gunshots rang out. And then they were able to reunite with their family members at the school across the street. That's Clara Muhammad School. And thankfully, they were able to reunite. Now, go ahead and take a look at the aftermath of the scene. Yellow crime tape surrounds Clara Muhammad Square and debris from the celebration is scattered everywhere. Now, we spoke to many people who were at this event saying hundreds were here for the end of Ramadan. We spoke to one mother who says 1 minute they were celebrating, and then the next minute they were running for their lives in all different directions. She says people of all ages sprinted away, children, teens, and adults, and children were hysterically crying. Now, during the chaos, she says she was separated from her nephew, but thankfully they were reunited at the school. She also says her teenage relative was shot and is undergoing surgery at the hospital, hoping he'll be okay. Go ahead and take a listen.
And I hope you actually had a speedy recovery, and I'll be seeing you tonight. I love you, and I'm sorry that this happened. I'm just disgusted. When you sit here and I'm sitting here just replaying the everything, and it's just like, it's stuck. It's stuck. It stays with you.
What was it like for someone like me who wasn't here when you heard the gunshots ring out?
Scary. Scary. You had a lot of screams. You heard babies. You heard actual men. People actually screaming and crying because they didn't know if it was about to be their last breath.
Now they're trying to figure out how they're going to recover from something like this. Again, this is what the scene looks like right now. You can see police officers are still here monitoring the situation. The crime tape is up. Debris is scattered everywhere. Community members have been out picking up what's left on the ground. And as the investigation continues, people at the event are wondering why their peaceful gathering had to end this way. And they say they hope that local leaders come up with a solution to put an end to this ongoing gun violence. Live in Parkside, Brianna Smith, Channel 6 Action News. Brian?
Yeah, my goodness, that moment really crystallizes the panic everyone must have felt in those moments. Brianna, thank you for ongoing coverage of this breaking.
All right. Well, like I said, that's the masjid that I go to, which is Sister Claire Muhammad. And I've been to plenty of Eid celebrations out there. Now, it's a big time deal. It's a big time celebration. I mean, this is like, to people that don't understand what this celebration is, it's to you it would be Christmas. Any big time celebration, this is a big celebration when it comes to Muslims. And what this particular masjid do is they would close down streets. Like, a few streets would be blocked off, and across the street from the masjid is a park. And that's the park belongs to the masjid. And the festival goes on in the park also. And in the street, they have vendors. They have people. They have sisters doing henna. All types of stuff. They give out gifts to the kids. Like, the kids get bikes and books and all types of toys. You eating good. I mean, this is a big deal. And for some youngins to come out there and shoot it up. Let me put some music on. Let me see. Alright. Yeah, like I was saying, for some youngins to come out there and shoot it up, I think that shit is corny. These youngins, 15 years old, seeing who they see and ain't getting their person. They could have followed that person somewhere else, away from that area, and did what they did what they was going to do. But I guess it's, I see you when I see you, it's on sight. And I'ma see him at the E. Okay. Wow. And get the shooting, they said over 30 shots was fired. The cop shot a nigga in the shoulder, neutralized him. I seen on the video as you was hearing the news commentators saying what they say. Video of sisters hopping into the hospital. So in the mix of the gunshots, you can imagine how many people is panicking and running. Kids is running, grown-ups is running. It's older people out there. It's older people out there, motherfucker, and they probably can't run. So they probably was getting knocked to the ground. Kids getting knocked to the ground. People running everywhere. Sisters hopping into the goddamn hospital. That's sad. That's sad. That ain't supposed to happen. And I think that's probably the first time that happened. I got some inside details about that shit, but I'm not putting that shit out after hearing what I heard just now. I ain't gonna put out no intel that I heard, because I don't know if that's facts. I'ma just go with what I heard off of here, even though that ain't all the facts. But all I can say is that's sad. That ain't supposed to happen. People out there having a great time. I mean, what we do when we go out there, you go out there, you pray. After you pray, then everybody just mingling and they buying stuff. Like, it's a whole lot of stuff out there you can buy. The vendors is out there heavy. All Muslim vendors, you know. The food is out there. Everything is out there. And it normally goes on for a nice long time. And I'm sure after they started shooting, it was over with. Didn't nobody want to go the fuck back out there. I'm sure. It was done. Finito. That's crazy. That shit ain't cool. I don't even... Shit. Let me read this shit. Even though I heard it. 30 shots were fired. Okay, 30 shots was fired. That's all they got. We heard it. Fuck it. 30 shots. So they had a whole fucking shootout out there. 30 goddamn shots. And whoever was shooting didn't even hit their man. That's what I take from it. But a motherfucker got shot. One of the niggas that was shooting got shot in the shoulder. And I guess the rest niggas caught strays One got shot to the stomach, one got shot in the hand. Somebody got shot probably in the damn foot. And numerous people got hurt. Imagine the numerous people that got hurt, because it's a lot of people out there. It's hundreds of people out there. And when you hit 30 shots, you're running for your damn life. You don't know where them bullets going. Niggas tripping, sprained ankles, broken foot, broken legs, all that. Scratched up arms, scratched up knees. The party over now. They done fucked it up. The fuck? I'm finna get off this joint, man. That shit is just upsetting. Like I told y'all in the beginning of this podcast, shit, it's good and bad news on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's a happy and sad day. That's what I said. And that's what it was, man. That's what it is. And yeah, this today's news, so it's coming out today. Bang Bang Unloaded, man. I had to unload some clips on here. Let me find an exit. Let me find an outro. This motherfucker. Find an exit. Outro. I'm out this motherfucker. Let me see. I know what I want to hear. Alright, we just like this, man. We out of this motherfucker, man. It's Bang Bang Unloaded. Quick episode. Well, a light hour, you can say. And, yeah. This episode 72, nigga. Right at you. And we out of this bitch. We play this outro. And I'm very prestigious. You have various leases on my pieces, painted them cherry and peaches. God damn, those motherfuckers. Info on the toast, hustled up various reefer. Ithaca, Ithaca. Fuck it, we going with this one. We out this motherfucker, y'all. Just bang two times a hundo, ho. We out this bitch. Pulse. Ricky Rowe, Ricky Rowe. It's triple C, triple C. Color cut clarity. My gun dirty. My brick clean. I'm riding dirty. My dick clean. She talk dirty. But I'm mouth clean. Bitch, I'm MC Hammer. I'm a belt clean. I got 30 cars. Whole lot of dancers. I take them everywhere. I'm MC Hammer. Selling dope. I'm too legit to quit. When it's hammer time, I'm pulling out the stick. I'm at the car lot. I'm going broke. I pay for five, they front a couple more. I take them home like I do my hoes. I dress them up. I buy them clothes. Glass slippers. I gas hoes. Now she acting brand new on you assholes. Limousines. I did that. My top back, I'm circumcised. I pull it back just to go inside. She thinking for leap, I'm thinking Wingstop. Green and lemon pepper, I got my thing cock. Black Batmobile, it's only new Ferrari. It's called a stickler, one button like an Atari. I'm just advising. My profits rising. Niggas buying stuff in a nigga like I'm Verizon. My gun dirty. My brick clean. I'm riding dirty. My dick clean. She talk dirty. But her mouth clean. Bitch, I'm MC Hammer. I'm about cream. I got 30 cars. Whole lot of dancers. I take them everywhere.
I'm MC Hammer. Started selling dope. I'm too legit to quit. When it's hammer time, I'm pulling up the stick. I got the Porsche. I was so ecstatic. 100 grand a day, my operation so elaborate. Credit card scam, that was for the faggots. Motherfuck window shopping, boy, I gotta have it. Now my shit be booming all across the Atlas. Gucci, Gucci, money long, now we call him Alex. Had to move from day because that shit was local. Pick up the mansion and I set that bitch back down in Boca. My baddest bitch is Latin, but they call me loco. Till I fuck them in their ass, got an Acapulco. I'm thinking money, every moment thinking money. I bust a nut, then I'm back to thinking money. My wrist froze, my mind blow. I'm out slow, my eyes closed. You gotta judge a man by his principles. Tough Lord, don't I ain't invincible. My gun dirty, my brick clean. I'm riding dirty, my dick clean. She talk dirty, but her mouth clean. Bitch, I'm MC Hammer. I'm about three. I got 30 cars, whole lot of dancers. I take them everywhere. I'm MC Hammer. Started selling dope. I'm too legit to quit. When it's hammer time, I'm pulling out the stick.
Time is moving on my chest. Pull my hammer dance. Send me grand, make my chin slam. I saw hammer band. Hammer land, hammer land. 911, 911. Scoochie, man, yeah, that's my name. I'm going down.
It's the weakest verse I ever heard Gucci spit. Shit weak. Legit to quit. When it's hammer time, I'm pulling up the stick.
And we out this bitch.